We're now joined by Ty Van Dyke, one of the newer members of the Chiefs pitching staff. Six shutout innings yesterday. First Ty A win. Congratulations. And how'd you get so good at inducing double plays? Six of them, or five of them yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I'd say sometimes you get baseballed. Sometimes you do the baseballing. And yesterday, I was really glad the game was on my side. Just kind of rolled some ground balls and happened to have a guy on first. And we got some studs in the infield that make it happen.
Yeah. That's a wild game right there. You know, I was watching the interview that you did right before you got called up from Palm Beach. And you mentioned that one of your goals was to strike more guys out. Only one yesterday in six innings. But I imagine that's kind of a game-to-game thing. Some days your stuff's going to be strikeout stuff. Maybe other days it's not going to be. How do you adjust to that in game? Are there games where you pitch to contact more than not?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously I'd love to strike everybody out.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just kind of play the hand you're dealt. That they got a good lineup and I'm throwing pitches to good spots, and sometimes they're not going to swing and miss. Sometimes they're going to roll into ground balls, and just kind of play the hand you're dealt for the day. It's kind of how I look at it.
No doubt. Two high A starts. Biggest difference between single A hitters and high A hitters so far?
Definitely much more patient overall. A lot of the guys in the Florida State League are just itching to get their swing off at all times. There's more of an approach up here. So a little bit of an adjustment, but I mean, still got to pitch regardless. So
now, you were a closer at Stetson in college, at least your second year there, a good one at that. But now starting in the pros, what has made the adjustment so smooth for you?
Yeah, so I feel like I've always had kind of a starter's mix. I throw kind of a bunch of pitches, and the way to attack hitters is more my style as a starter, I feel like. It's more of a chess match. It's more of a, I'm gonna move this so I can do this later and set guys up, versus coming out of the bullpen, it's my stuff's better than yours, and I'm going to beat you right here, right now.
Yeah. Now, mentality-wise, how difficult is that transition going from I want to beat you and strike you out every single batter to sometimes you got to take a little bit off as a starter?
Yeah, so mentality-wise, I feel like it doesn't really change that much. Like, I'm obviously still trying to give them my best every time, but it's more so thinking back the second time through that I'm facing a hitter.
Sure.
What did I do? How can I show him a different wrinkle? Did it work? Like, did I punch him out on three pitches? Okay, we'll probably just do that again. Or, like, did this guy hit a pitch well? Okay, maybe let me not throw that.
Yeah, so that makes sense. Taking a step back and kind of looking at your pitching journey, I saw somewhere you really didn't pitch all that much in high school and then really started pitching in JUCO. Walk us through your journey as a pitcher.
Yeah, so I threw a little bit growing up. Like, I was a catcher, so I had a solid arm, threw strikes. Really didn't pitch all that much. I threw a little bit my senior year of high school. But going into junior college, I was only a pitcher, and that was my first taste of learning how to pitch and what that takes, how that has a toll on the body. And kind of figured it out there. There's a lot of learning moments that freshman year. Took a step forward that sophomore year and threw some more innings. Kind of had more of a grasp. And then that kind of leads me into now of I'm a pitcher now. I'm not just a baseball player. So.
How much did that experience catching growing up help you as a pitcher? I imagine that has to help at least a little bit.
I would say the point that it stands out the most is from a pitch sequencing and calling a game standpoint, because as a catcher you're seeing everybody and like you're attacking hitters the same, you're just putting down your fingers instead of actually throwing the pitch. So from that standpoint, it's years of practice that I got without having to actually pitch.
Yeah, 100%. Now looking at that JUCO stop for you, two seasons Seminole State, how beneficial was that for you? I know JUCO can be a wild experience for a lot of guys.
Yeah, that was exactly what I needed, honestly. I just needed a place where it was baseball and not much else. Just figure it out. I mean, hours of practice, like show up at 12 and we'll see you when the sun goes down. Yeah. lots of games. I mean, just lots of learning and so many opportunities to just figure it out. Yeah. And that was exactly what I needed, having not really pitched before college, and just a big, just a lot of room to figure it out.
Yeah, 100%. Now, this is one of your first times pitching outside the state of Florida, or at least for a team based outside the state of Florida. What are you most looking forward to about living somewhere other than Florida for a little bit?
Definitely the weather over the summer. Like today it is, I think, 65 and sunny. It's beautiful outside. I think in Florida right now it's about 105 and humid.
Yeah.
So I'd be drenched in sweat and probably having a little bit of trouble breathing just because it's super hot. Oh, but yeah, this is an awesome, awesome summer day up here.
Yeah. Welcome to Midwest summer. Ty, thanks for the time.
Of course. Thank you.